I'm devoting a little bit of time at the end of every lecture to some questions. Thank you. No, I'm fine. Is there a protocol for skin cancer on the face? The area is an open sore that won't heal. In my book, Sustain Me, I have a chapter on the skin and I have a section on skin cancer. There's one way to burn out skin cancer, and you can burn that out in about a week, and it's black salve or cancema. You might have heard of it. And if that is put on this open sore, it'll really blow up. But if you get it cut out, it's going to look pretty bad anyway. But that's what I would do. You just put a little bit in, and what it'll do, it'll flare up. And after about 24 hours, it'll start to shrink down. And usually after about 10 days, the core will fall out. We've done that hundreds of times. Now, if you don't want to be quite that aggressive, you can put one drop of oregano oil on every day, and that will also burn it out. That won't be as quick. You might have to apply it every day for maybe 2 or 3 months. And then there's the very gentle way, which may take about 9 months, and that is applying castor oil twice a day. So I give those three choices in my book, Sustain Me. Is there anything herbal that can be used to improve eyesight? One of the things that weakens eyes is glasses. There's a book called Better Eyesight Without Glasses by Dr. William Bates. Nearly lost his license after writing that book. So it's a good book to get because he shows how to improve your eyesight. In my book, Sustain Me, I have a chapter on eyes and I have quoted his book in there. He's got eye exercises and different things that you can do to strengthen eyesight. But you know what I found at the end of his book, the last chapter, he gives a summary. And when you look at the summary, it's just about the Sustain Me principles. Going to bed early. Making sure you're well hydrated. Proper nutrition. All of that's important. What is the best way to deal with small cancer cysts in the breast? We know all about that now, don't we? With small cancer cysts in the breast, the wild yam cream is very important. You go to Misty Mountain. Our latest website is officialbarbaraoneill.com. If you go to officialbarbaraoneill.com, it can take you to areas where you can order the wild yam cream. Also, Living Springs Retreat in Alabama. I know they have a few different types. Also, castor oil compresses. Some ladies have told me they just wear the compress 24/7. And in my book, Sustain Me, there's a chapter on poultices and it shows you how to make the compress. Or if you do Barbara O'Neill poultices online, you can see me demonstrating it. What is the best way to get the tongue pink from having a white film? Often the white film is little fungus buds, but sometimes if you can scrape that white film off, it's waste coming out of the body, and oil pulling is a good way to clear that up. That's putting a teaspoon of coconut oil in your mouth and swishing. And you swish for about 10 minutes and then you release it out, not down the plug hole, or you call it a sinkhole, or it'll go solid and plug up your plumbing. So you release it into the trash can or outside on the grass and then rinse your mouth a few times. Soy milk or oat milk? If you can get organic soy milk, it's a good one. Some people have an allergy to oats because they're high in the lectins, so your body will tell you which works best for you. After COVID, how to regain smell and taste? Zinc. Taking zinc daily can help to revive taste, a zinc supplement. What can I do to make my knees more flexible? You can wear castor oil compresses on both knees overnight. Castor oil penetrates deep and it helps to lubricate the area and it helps break up any scar tissue if there happens to be scar tissue. And also rebounding, just the little mini trampoline. If you can't jump, you can do the health bounce. I'm doing the health bounce right now. whereas your feet don't even need to leave the mat. Remember, you've got to listen. If it hurts, go lighter, go lighter. How can I get rid of sunspots? The little brown skin spots. You can rub castor oil in every day. It might take a while, but the castor oil is very good at eliminating such things. Is anemia and constipation related? Sometimes it can be. Does anemia cause constipation? Not necessarily so. In my book, Sustain Me, I have a section on anemia. Anemia is usually the result of one or two things. One can be heavy blood loss for a woman every period, just losing too much blood. And if that is happening, that's an indication she has a hormonal imbalance. We've got to get that estrogen down, and the wild yam cream can help to balance that. Or it could be low hydrochloric acid. And we'll be assessing that on Friday night when we go on our journey through the gut, or you can read it in Sustain Me. I look at it in there. Best diet for joint pain. The best diet for joint pain is a more alkaline diet. And in my book, Sustain Me, I have a chapter on arthritis, and I go through the acid-alkaline balance there. And also in Self Heal by Design, I have a section on the acid-alkaline balance. So going to a more alkaline diet can certainly help. And also applying castor oil compresses to the joint pain. What do you recommend for someone having pressure and heaviness and aching in the body? I guess you'd look at when did it start, what could be the contributing factors. You'd have a look at, is the person well hydrated? Are they exercising daily? So whenever I look for what the cause might be, you go through the Sustain Me principles, and often you can look at that, because we should not have aches and pains in our body. How to deal with sustaining style, water birth. Water births are great. I'm not sure what the name. But the question is, are eggs good to eat? Well, they are, but they must be organic, because most eggs today aren't really good eating because of what they do to the chooks. Well, you know, chooks in Australia, we call an adult chicken a chook, just in case you didn't know what I was talking about. We call the babies chickens. What to do for bunions? What you can do for bunions is wear a castor oil compress on it every night. And I was in a town 2 years ago, and a lady came and showed me her foot. She said, I had a bunion on that toe and there was no bunion there. And she said, I wore castor oil compresses on it every night, every night, every night. She said it took her about 4 months, but the bunion was gone. What can I do for being allergic to the cold? I do not know the medical term. Well, the best way to get used to cold is to finish every hot shower with a quick cold. Or you can do what I did this morning. You can dive in the American River. I wasn't in there long, about 7 seconds. But what you do is you get hot first, and I've got lots of wool on. I've got wool socks, wool leggings, wool. And what that does is that breathes, it's not heavy, and I get nice and warm. I can't jump in there unless I'm very warm. And as soon as I get out, I found a place where the roots of the tree can stand on that. Quickly put my big poncho over me, allows me to get changed underneath it. That's the best way to get used to cold, is to have quick cold. But you must also keep your body warm. I'm little, I get cold quickly, so I go to great lengths. Yes, wool everywhere. Any advice for detoxing from mold? In my book, Self Heal by Design, I have programs, the antifungal diet with herbs, and also going over to the antifungal type 2. Tips for dealing with plantar fasciitis. I had plantar fasciitis running up and down hills in my new barefoot joggers too fast. And I did hot and colds every morning and every afternoon, 3 minutes hot, 30 seconds ice cold, three times. And I would have so much pain in my foot after lecturing for 2 hours. I'd go home and do the alternating hot and colds, and I'd go from 8 out of 10 pain to 1 out of 10. And those hot and colds take only 10-12 minutes. And I got to the point where I was travelling and I'd have buckets in the car. I do hot and colds. If I could, I'd do it twice a day, but at least once a day. And that will heal the plantar fasciitis. I have high blood pressure and have been told I can't eat grapefruit because of my medication. How do I get off my medication? I'm sure this was written before this lecture. And in my book, Sustain Me, I have all these principles down in detail. What can I do about tinnitus? In my book, I have a chapter on the ears, and I do assess tinnitus. Tinnitus is often a result of damage to the fine mechanisms of the ear in times past. Every rock sinner has it because of the loud music they are exposed to. Also, if people have been exposed to jackhammers, bombs, just loud equipment, they don't realise it at the time, but little by little it's damaging those fine mechanisms in the ear. But what can really compound it is if the eustachian tubes are blocked. So nose breathing is very important, and also keep away the allergen foods that are most likely to cause build-up of mucus in the eustachian tubes. That's dairy, wheat, oats, peanuts, refined sugar. Can you explain what the beta cells in the pancreas does? It actually makes insulin. And is it true that you can lose all of them? I don't think so. I don't think that you can lose them, and I think that what really beats them up is that high carbohydrate, high sugar diet that really overworks them. Can herbal tea count towards water intake for the day? 1 cup of herbal tea is probably equal to 1/2 cup of water. It's not quite like water, but it almost is. When you healed your wrist with comfrey, how did you use or apply it? I grow comfrey, so I was using the leaves and I pulverized them up and just put them straight on there and bandaged it on. If you don't grow comfrey, if in the winter all the healing properties go into the root and you can dig up the root and finely grate it, almost goes like chewing gum because comfrey has a lubricant in it. And you really want the juice to come out, so I'd put it in a cloth and pour a little boiling water on it just enough to soften it and get the juice to come out. If you don't have comfrey, you could buy dried comfrey leaves and cook it in a little bit of water just till it goes soft and gooey, and you could make a poultice with that. Or I know Jacqueline, she makes a very nice dark green comfrey cream at OK Be Healthy. Her website is OK Be Healthy. So O and a K and then a B and then healthy. And you could apply that on several times a day. Can bone on bone on a hip be fixed naturally? Some people have found that castor oil compresses, sleeping with that on the hip every night. And those booty bamboo underwear that are stretchy can hold the compresses in place. When you travel, do you stay in private home, or do you get a room with a kitchenette, or do you prepare your own food? We do usually prepare our own food. Today for lunch we had a big salad. We had a lovely tahini salad dressing with lots of garlic. We also had baked potatoes and baked sweet potatoes, and we had black-eyed beans with organic broccoli, very nice. In the back of my book, Self Heal by Design, there's quite a few recipes, and you can go to officialbarbaraoneill.com. You can download the Misty Mountain Cookbook, and there's lots of recipes in there. What's your perspective on lectins in beans? You maintained oats. What about beans? Beans have lectins, but if you well soak them and well rinse them and well cook them, guess what? The lectins are gone, especially when you pressure cook them. But remember, that water must be released. I'm pregnant and there's a ton of recommended tests and diet advices. Any tests or diet changes you recommended? No? No? Sometimes I wouldn't go and see anyone till I was 5 months pregnant. And there's one thing pregnant women must not take, and that is folic acid. And aren't they told to take folic acid? Did you know that folic acid is toxic? Did you know that it interferes with the fascia? So babies are being born with tongue ties, lip ties, cheek ties, because this folic acid has interfered with the development of the fascia. Fascia is that thin balloon-type material around every organ. What the pregnant woman needs is folate. That's what she needs, and folate is found in dark green leafy vegetables. That's what the pregnant woman... what does she eat? She eats high fibre, great proteins, great fats, greens every day. That's all I did. And I kept all my hair and I kept all my teeth, and I was pregnant or breastfeeding non-stop for 14 years. I breastfed 3 months into every pregnancy. The organic food is important because it's far higher in nutrients. Maybe have a blood test to just test the iron levels. That's about all. I did never have ultrasounds. They still don't know the full effect on baby of those ultrasounds. And I am told that a woman's supposed to have one every single month. No, there is no need, because birth is not a sickness. It's a very natural thing. And you know, more midwives deliver babies than doctors, so find a good midwife. And every hospital should have birthing centres, because birth is not an illness. Birth should happen with the husband there in a peaceful environment like a lounge room, and if you can have a home birth, even better. Do you have any suggestions for healing post-pregnancy prolapse and loose skin issues? Exercise does a lot, but you start little by little and build up those muscles and that skin. In my book, Sustain Me, I have a section on prolapses. So I'd suggest getting that book and looking at the things that you can do to heal prolapses. What causes acne and how to heal it? Acne usually begins around puberty. So what does that indicate? It's a hormonal imbalance. And this is where the wild yam cream can help to rebalance the hormones. How to fix hair loss. In my book, Sustain Me, there's a chapter on hair loss. And I look at some of the main causes of hair loss. And I also look at different things you can do. And one is balance the hormones. Chronic inflammation, steps to heal it. Well, we've got to find out why the inflammation is there. Inflammation doesn't just come. So where would the inflammation be? That's what we'd look at. Where's the inflammation? If it's in the gut, change what you're eating. If it's in the joints, then in my book, Sustain Me, I have a chapter on arthritis, which looks at how you can reduce the inflammation in your body. I have taken antibiotics for Helicobacter pylori 3 times and it won't go away. My question is it working? It's not working at all. Please don't have any more antibiotics. Antibiotics are huge disruptors to the gut. The main cause of Helicobacter is low hydrochloric acid. So you boost your hydrochloric acid, then Helicobacter really can't survive for very long. And in my book, Sustain Me, I have a chapter on the stomach, which actually covers that in detail. But tomorrow night, we're going to go on a journey through our gastrointestinal tract, and we'll be looking at hydrochloric acid there. What can you do for migraine headaches? All depends on the cause. Sometimes migraine headaches can be because the spine is out of alignment. Sometimes migraine headaches can be because of dehydration. Sometimes it can be because of caffeine addiction. And sometimes it can be caused by a hormonal imbalance. I've seen a few women conquer their migraines by balancing their hormones. So it's a matter of trying different things and seeing what the body responds to. What causes tinnitus and what can be done to cure it? Tinnitus is like a ringing in the ears. Every rock singer has it. Everyone who's ever used jackhammers when they were younger have it, because it's that loud noises damage the fine mechanisms in the ear. But you can't really do anything about that. That fine mechanism has been damaged. But you can keep the eustachian tubes clear. The eustachian tubes are the tubes that connect your ears, your nose, your eyes, and your mouth. And how to keep them clear is by going on a mucus or a low mucus diet, a mucus-free diet. So eliminating the main causes of excess mucus, which is usually dairy, wheat, oats, peanuts, and refined sugar. Is there a way to reverse end-stage kidney disease? Have you seen this happen? I have certainly seen people who are about to go on dialysis not need to go on dialysis. And in my book, Sustain Me, I have a chapter on the kidneys, and I have a story at the end of it of a lady who was about to go on dialysis, came and implemented our Sustain Me principles, and emailed me, I think a couple of months later. She said, I don't have to go on dialysis. My kidney function is coming back. That's good news. So those the herbs and the basic lifestyle changes that she implemented are outlined in my book. What is the best way to stop smoking? He tried, but without nicotine, he becomes so irritable and get angry. That person, I would suggest go to a health retreat. We've seen many people come off smoking very successfully. And fasting, 2 days of juice fasting. I know Eden Valley Retreat, and also there's one near here called New Start at Weimar. They have great programs, and it's really good to do it away from the home, because you might get angry with your family, but you won't get angry with other people. See, what happens in the retreat in 1 week would take about 6 months on a good diet. So you just zoom it up. Had an injury that caused nerve damage, numbness, very sensitive. How can you regenerate the nerve cells? How to get rid of that sensation? Not sure where it is in the person, but cayenne pepper compresses, they can be really good at helping to heal nerve damage. And there is a herb called St. John's wort. St. John's wort is a nerve nourisher, and you can buy it as an oil and rub it into the area. You can also take St. John's wort by mouth, and it helps to heal the nerves. How to cure severe toenail fungus? Fungus on the toenails is an indication that there's fungus inside the body. So going on the antifungal diet outlined in my book, Self Heal by Design, is important. And also you can apply to the nail. If you apply oregano oil straight to the nail, it'll burn your nail out. But most people don't want to do that. But you can dilute it a bit with coconut oil. So say in a teaspoon of coconut oil, you might put 4 drops of oregano oil. That's about that ratio. And you can keep that in a little jar and just put it on the toenails once or twice a day. But again, you've got to hit it from inside. I've had 3 amputated toes, and I was told to take the other two because it's not of any use to avoid future infections, and I don't have to be hospitalised. What's your advice? What I would do is put cane pepper compresses on those toes, because we've seen, in fact, I had one man and the tips of his fingers were going black because he'd crushed his hand in a roller and they wanted to amputate. So I said, no. And what he did was he put aloe vera on it with cane pepper in it. And the aloe vera was very soothing, but what the cane pepper did, it was what brought blood to the area. So that's what I would do. With those other two toes, because if they were mine, I'd want to keep them. Two toes is better than none. That I would sleep probably two or three times a week with a cane pepper compress around those toes. I certainly don't think that you need to lose them. One night you mentioned giving Peter an enema for his aspirin, it helped. What was the correlation? How did enemas help? It was just a warm water, and what it did, it just caused a release from the colon, which took pressure off his whole body, but it certainly made a difference because the whole body is connected. How to deal with a parent who is an addict? Yeah, that's hard. Can I cut them off forever? No, I think you'd be tender, as God is tender with us, but I don't know, there must be some rules, none of the addictions in the home. And that's a rule you'd have for a parent and a rule you'd have for a child too. What can you use for herpes simplex virus outside the mouth and the private area? You would be surprised how many people have herpes. And if a person has herpes, basically it's there for life. Do you know, everyone I know is managing something. And the Bible says that Jesus will come again one day and then we'll all be cured. But until then, we manage. And I have found when a person implements the Sustain Me principles that the outbreaks of herpes become less and less. And there are a few things that can help. With the cold sore, taking lysine. Lysine is an amino acid, and I know in Australia you can get a product called Lipsine, it's just lysine, but you take these tablets as soon as a cold sore starts to appear and it can stop it. I do know people that have successfully stopped cold sores or herpes in private areas with ice. Ice it and freeze it basically even every hour. And for in the private area, one lady told me every time she goes to the bathroom, she takes a block of ice and she just keeps icing that area. But people that do have these problems have told me that once they start living right, then the occurrences are less and less. Is the birth control IUD safe? No, it is not safe because it's a foreign object in our body. And your body always tries and ejects foreign objects, and it's put there to interfere with the cycle. Once you interfere with the cycle, you actually cause imbalance in the body. And when you cause imbalance in the hormones, that's when we get growths in the body, like fibroids in the uterus, cysts on the ovaries, lumps in the breast. So I would never have an IUD, and I would never have the synthetic hormones. In my book, Sustain Me, I have a chapter on women's health, and there's a QR code that you can download and get a chart, and I explain the simple methods of natural birth control there. What can I do for bone spurs? You can very effectively break up bone spurs with castor oil compresses. If the bone spur's been there 3 years, it may take 3 months. Consistency is the key, so applying a castor oil compress every night. The good news is that castor oil compress can be used again and again and again. You can say, use the same compress even for a few months. maybe every week you'll put a little bit more castor oil on it. But castor oil penetrates very deep, and we have seen many people eliminate their bone spurs by applying the castor oil compress. Wearing it overnight's a really easy thing to do. Constant phlegm, I think. Mycotoxins diagnosed, could be from the mold in my sinuses, in my throat, how to rid it. This is absolutely quite possible. It was in the 1990s in the Mayo Clinic, a group of doctors found and proved that most sinus problems are due to fungus up in the sinus areas. So why would it be there? It's there because usually of an allergy to wheat, dairy, oats, peanuts, refined sugar, causing excess mucus. And when the excess mucus is constantly there, then that's when the fungus starts to develop. So the person can go on the antifungal stage 1 diet for a couple of months, then the antifungal stage 2 diet until it is eliminated out of the body. Mycotoxins basically are mold wastes. How to help brain fog? One of the most common symptoms of gluten intolerance is brain fog. So I would suggest stopping all wheat. Stop it for at least 2 months. In fact, it can take 2 months for it to completely clear. I'm not saying it will take 2 months to clear. Sometimes people find that the brain is clearing even with a matter of days. And you can get a delicious bread as an alternative, which is the Simple Needs bread. We have ivermectin at home. When might this be of use? I don't use ivermectin. I don't advise ivermectin. I have no interest in having ivermectin in my home because it is a drug, and I don't agree with drug therapy. What is your opinion of mammograms, pap smears, and colonoscopies? You probably already know. One lady described mammograms like this. A lady takes her top off. She lies down on the highway with her breast on the highway, and a semi-trailer runs over it. True. For ladies that have had mammograms, they know exactly what I'm talking about. But the plates squash the breast, which damages the tissues. And many women have told me how painful it is. And then the radioactive rays go through. Dr. Lorraine Day, she has passed now, but in the 1980s, she had breast cancer. She was a orthopedic surgeon in San Francisco Hospital, and she cured her breast cancer naturally. And in her book, she had all the figures to show how many mammograms can actually cause breast cancer. Because every time a woman has a mammogram, she is damaging her breast. Pap smears, I have never had a pap smear, and I never will. Because every time a woman has a pap smear, she's causing a little damage to that cervix. But I have one sexual partner, which is my husband, and I give my body all the right conditions. And many years ago, I took the YAM cream to ensure that my hormones were balanced. So that's what you can do to prevent any problems in that area. Colonoscopies, the mix that you drink before a colonoscopy, if you don't have irritable bowel, you just about will after drinking that mix. Tomorrow night, when we go on our journey through the gastrointestinal tract, you will discover what you can do to keep the colon in good working order. Sleep apnea, can it be healed? Yeah, it's called mouth tape. Now that sounds very simple, and it can be a little bit more complicated than that, but James Nestor and his friend, when they taped their mouth up at night, their sleep apnea went, their snoring went. Sometimes it can be When a person's carrying a lot of excess weight, when they lie down to sleep, that can cause sleep apnea. In my book, Sustain Me, I have a chapter on respiratory where I go into a little bit more detail in this area. Use the wild yam cream. Will it work after I have been radiated in that area for cancer to balance hormones after menopause? Yes, the yam cream can be used in a 10-year-old girl that's just got her periods, because if a girl gets her periods at 10, that's a clear sign she's got an imbalance. I met a 92-year-old woman who was applying the yam cream for osteoporosis, because as you'll see in my chapter on osteoporosis, that the yam cream boosts progesterone, and progesterone stimulates bone-building cells. So absolutely I would advise the wild yam cream, because the very cause for the cancer is usually estrogen dominance, with which the wild yam cream will balance. But in the area that's been irradiated, I would apply castor oil compresses, and that will help to heal that area.